This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As House members continue to dither over how to, or even if to, move ahead with comprehensive tax reform, the Senate Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee advanced several bills along those lines Monday.
The state of Louisiana is looking to the Senate to try and figure out how we're going to dig ourselves out of this hole. And if we don't tackle some issues that are somewhat controversial and push the dialogue, you're not even making industry come to the table to talk about how we're going to afford it.
Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Chairman J.P. Morrell's bills did get business and industry's attention, like SB 26, a proposed constitutional amendment to restrict part of the industrial tax exemption program.
Like many other states that have an industrial tax exemption program, it simply provides that the educational component cannot be given away. When we build these magnificent, giant plants that attract hundreds of workers, we're not providing money to the school boards to educate the new kids.
Kathy Wascom, a citizen activist, spoke in support of the measure requiring ITEP participants to still pay property tax millages that go to support public schools.
We vote for school taxes, and we have watched throughout the years the Board of Commerce and Industry, a state board, simply remove our school taxes.
Despite a sea of lobbyists seeking to change Morrell's mind prior to the start of the meeting, the official opposition ended up being pro forma.
We have cards in opposition and do not wish to speak. Jim Patterson with Law B and Robert Scrum with the Louisiana Chemical Association.
The bill was unanimously approved to advance to the full Senate. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.